With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Texas immigration law is now in the hands of a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Attorneys made their cases for and against SB 4 before the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Wednesday. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen told judges the law that empowers police agencies to arrest illegal immigrants will not lead to racial profiling. An audit by the Postal Service's Inspector General finds significant problems.
Damaged mail left unprocessed for months. The audit raises questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. The facility is the first of 60 planned regional processing centers that the U.S. Postal Service is launching nationwide to streamline operations and cut costs. But the audit found that work hours and overtime actually increased after the center opened. And the audit also found that problems at the Richmond Center, which opened in July, have contributed to a drop in on-time service that now finds Virginia ranked worst in the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, a new battle over election laws in Georgia.
The ACLU has already threatened to sue over Georgia's Senate Bill 189, passed by Republican lawmakers, that would make it easier to challenge voter rolls and have people removed. Supporters say the changes will weed out voter fraud and that the current process takes too long. Opponents argue the law targets younger, poorer voters and could put legitimate voters through a legal ringer. A Texas-based group, True the Vote, and others have challenged hundreds of thousands of voters since 2021. The bill bans the use of rented P.O. boxes as a voting address and defines evidence for probable cause, such as registering to another jurisdiction or tax exemptions that point to an alternate address. It says that the national change of address list can be considered, but not as sole proof. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Pennsylvania. Officials say two synagogues outside Philadelphia were vandalized, both marked with swastikas and slurs related to the ongoing war between Israel and terror group Hamas. The incidents are being widely condemned, including by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who wrote on X, "Anti-Semitism and the vandalism of a house of worship of any kind have no place in this commonwealth," end quote. This is SRN News. Attempts to cash in on the solar eclipse.
What do airlines, drive-in diners, and donut makers have in common? These are just some of the businesses that are hoping to take advantage of all the excitement over the total solar eclipse that will black out the sun for a few minutes Monday afternoon across a big swath of North America. Hotels and resorts along the path of the eclipse are offering special packages. Southwest and Delta are offering special flights to view it. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Oreos to offer a donut meant to look like the eclipse. The Donut Dude in Ohio will sell boxes of donuts showing the eclipse's stages as the sun disappears behind the moon. Sun Chips and Moon Pies are also doing their own promotions. I'm Seth Sutel.
A Michigan mayor is warning visitors to stay away from his town ahead of next week's eclipse. Luna Pier Mayor Jim Gardner made the announcement because the main bridge into the city was demolished last year and it won't be rebuilt until July. And that means it'll be very difficult to enter and exit his city. More details at SRNNews.com.